Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The John Heyman Report is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. And by Merrick Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. That is it. Let's talk a little baseball. Welcome aboard, John Heyman. Good afternoon, John. How are you, bud?
John, how are you?
All right. Moose, guys, good to talk to you.
John, you're in Arizona. So just to humor me, okay? Just to make me, to give me, like, to make me feel worse than I already do. Just give me
sure,
what the.
Sure, they're happy too.
What? I know you are. Give me the weather feel right now in Arizona.
The weather? Hold on a second. Let me see here. I'm going to say 75 and sunny.
75 oh, and nice. Sunny. Okay. Stellar.
Nice. It was a little bit nippy earlier.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a desert. You're a golfer. You've been in the desert. It's a little nippy earlier.
I wish I was in the desert right now playing golf, but that's unfortunately not the case. Not the case.
I'm sorry.
Let's start with this, John. We actually saw a couple signing. We see Moustakas stays in Kansas City for a year. Carlos Gonzalez stays in Colorado.
Yes, they're going back to their old places. A little bit of surprises. Moustakas just did not find a market that I think we were all expecting. Two-time All-Star, 38 home runs, franchise record. Looks like a very, very, very good deal for Kansas City. And I was just in the Rockies camp, and they're pretty excited to have Carr go back. Nolan Arenado said he's going to give them his locker back, and they're ready to go. That one's not official yet. Neither one actually is, but they will both happen. So I think the Rockies are not bad. I mean, you know, the problem I have this year is we got seven super teams, and we got a few pretty good teams, and the rest of the teams just aren't that good. So I like to see a little more balance, a little more parity. We're not having that. Colorado's one of those teams that's kind of in the middle, a little better than average, but we got too much imbalance this year. That's my issue for the year.
You know, John, I it might be hard to quantify. Why did the market never materialize for Moustakas?
Yeah, I wrote about that on FanRag. Coincidentally, it was yesterday. I did not know he was about to sign, but I think there are a number of factors. First of all, the market is a lot rougher this year than it's ever been, and the teams are behaving, generally speaking, differently than they have in the past. I think generally teams are waiting for the big stars next year in some cases. I think some teams, the biggest teams, are trying to get under that luxury threshold, Yankees and Dodgers in particular. But we saw the Giants and the Cubs and the Nats that are concerned about it. Teams are still concerned about the attachment of the draft choice, and Moustakas did have that qualifying offer. I think that hurt him with several teams. His on-base average is not spectacular, and I think third base is tough. I mean, Justin Turner had no other offers, and he's a great player in my estimation, beyond the Dodgers list. They were the only team, and they gave him 64 for four, which is fine, but Kansas City's a little different than the Dodgers, and so Moustakas is going to obviously get a lot less than we all expected. Just a lot of factors, I think, involved in this. I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with him. I guess if you look at his records very carefully, you'll find the on-base is not that great, which is a big deal these days. And, he's not the leader type that Cosmer is, which counts for something. He's a nice gut kid, but, he doesn't get bonus points for that. So, just a number of factors.
All right, now we used to put Lance Lynn gets a 2-year, $20 million offer from Minnesota, and he turns him down. Were you surprised about that, John?
Not at all. I think there's a lot of teams that are bottom feeding, bottom fishing, whatever you want to call it, looking for a bargain. They see these guys out there. There's only 2.5 weeks to go before the season begins. They're figuring they may get desperate. I think Moustakas got desperate and said, I want to be in a camp. I'll be in my old camp, and that'll be fine. And, most of these guys, by the time they get to free agency, are not poor, shall we say. So they can afford it, but by the same token, they don't want to be missing time in the season. So I think they're counting on these players being desperate. And Nicasio and Tommy Hunter get basically similar deals, 2 for $18 and 2 for $17 respectively. You know, your Lance Lynn, I understand he's got that draft choice attachment, which I think should have been done away with. The union should not have put up with that again. But, I mean, 2 for $20, that's not even the ballpark of what he's worth.
All right, what about Arrieta and the market for Alex Cobb?
Arrieta's, I think his market's going to be okay because, I mean, this guy was a Cy Young winner a couple years ago. You hear, well, his performance isn't the same. Well, how could it be the same? His second half of 2015, he was the best pitcher we've probably seen in a half a season since 1968. And, of course, Joe and I saw that season. You did not see that movie.
I did not, no.
It's a while ago.
I was 15. 1968, I was 15 and spry. I could actually move,
Yeah. Yeah, I was 7. I wasn't, but I was a baseball fan even at 7. So, yeah, that was the year of the pitcher. So, you know, I think Arrieta will be okay. You got Philly potentially. I wrote on FanRag, San Diego is looking at him a little bit. Some of these teams are going to be, again, what Minnesota did with Lynn, which is bottom feeding, looking for a bargain. But, you know, I think the Nats are always a possibility for a late signing of a Scott Boras client. Milwaukee still needs a pitcher. I don't think Minnesota's going to be for Arrieta. Baltimore still loves him, and I don't think they're going to probably end up getting him. I think they need to get one of these guys, though. I think Milwaukee and Philly are going to get guys. Those are the teams that are going to get, whether it's Lynn, Cobb, or Arrieta. Those are two teams that should get somebody.
Talking to, of course, the great John Heyman, talking baseball with him. Steven Matz has been terrible so far for the Mets in a couple outings he has had. You know, I know he hasn't really been hit that hard, but you know, he's been walking guys the whole deal. Well, what about Matz at this point? What's your thoughts on him going into the season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little concerned. I mean, obviously, we've got this long injury history. Very talented guy when he's been on the mound. You don't want to put too much stock in spring training, but you know, if you're a veteran with a great track record, we were just in Rangers camp and there's Adrian Beltre, and he's doing nothing in spring training. And then he asked everybody, how many hits did I have last spring? And the answer came back, zero. He was 0 for spring. So that's not very good. And, you know, when he was able to play, I mean, he got his 3,000, probably around 300. So when you're talking about somebody like that, you know, give spring even a second of a thought. But when you're talking about Steven Matz, who does not have that long track record, I would be a little bit concerned.
What about Harvey staying along the same lines, the opposite? He's looked good so far down in camp. How much credence do you put into that, John?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, this is a guy who has shown that he can be great at times. His track record is certainly more extensive than Matt's. And last year was clearly worrisome. He had a lot going on off the field. He didn't seem focused. I think maybe the new manager might have instilled in him, let's not be the dark knight, just be the best you can be. And, you know, I think he's turned over a new leaf. At least that looks like the indication so far. So I would be encouraged about what we see from Matt Harvey to this point.
Would you bat Aaron Judge leadoff? I know there's been some talk about that out of Yankee camp.
No. I'm in Arizona.
I'm asking you. I know you're in Arizona. I mean, you know,
I didn't hear that.
New Jersey,
talk.
It's
it has not
here.
Made its way 2,000 miles over here. Is that a serious consideration, Aaron?
Well, it's been talked about.
Well, Boone mentioned it a couple of days ago, John, in the course of the conversation after one of the games that they've thrown it out. They've talked about it on base percentage. He saw 4.2 pitches per plate appearance a year ago, and maybe against certain lefties that Aaron Judge hits leadoff.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that one myself, but I mean, he hit 50 home runs last year, right? I don't see. I mean, Granderson was a leadoff hitter, obviously, and he hit 40 one year, but I mean, Aaron Judge is a middle of the order bat, as is Stanton, and obviously they're two of the biggest sluggers in the game. I'm not seeing that one. I don't know. Maybe that's part of that newfangled analytics type stuff that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, it's like Madden putting Rizzo in leadoff last year for
Madden,
the Cubs.
You know,
right. Madden likes to get a little quirky.
Yeah,
Madden's a genius.
Madden's a quirky guy. They didn't really have anybody to do.
And he won with the Cubs, so he could do whatever he wants.
He could be a leadoff hitter. you know, they have candidates for that job. I don't know why you would pick Aaron Judge out of that group. The Cubs have a great team, but they do not have a leadoff hitter on that team. So, and Madden's a quirky guy. I get it. You know, Aaron Boone just got here. I mean, I think he's got to play it on the straight and narrow at this point, not doing anything nutty like that. Yeah. But you know what? The front office runs a lot of these decisions at this point, so it may be out of his hands to some degree.
You know, John, I'm curious with Boone. He's been around the game, analyst, player, brief-time former Yankee. A lot of pressure. He's got to win, right? This is not a developmental year. Yankees are looking to win a World Series this year. How about Boone handling that kind of pressure in this marketplace?
Well, you know what? I think he, you know, this is the new wave, is to get these guys who are very good major league players, who've been around clubhouses and have media exposure, and he did as a player and as a broadcaster. So, I mean, he fits the bill. I know the Cubs were talking about him as a coach. You know, he is the new fangled look at things. And, I understand it. Aaron Boone's a very smart guy. Obviously, does not have a lot of experience. But the key things now are to do what the front office prescribes in terms of the strategy, get along in the clubhouse and put a good face for the media. And he certainly will do number two and three, and I would think he could do one. So, it's a bit of a gamble, but, I think it wasn't a bad one. We'll see. I mean, obviously, it's a lot of pressure, like you said. Do they have to win the World Series, or it's a failure? I wouldn't say that. I mean, they certainly have to get to the playoffs with that team, but, I can't say you got to win the World Series or it's a bad season. That's not fair.
Do you see the kid Andujar, who's really tatted up so far in spring training for the Yankees at third base? You see him making the team, John?
Yeah, I mean, he can rake. The plan is to have Drury be the third baseman. So, I think they want Andujar to play all the time. So, I mean, I think the plan was, as long as Gleyber Torres is okay, he's a second baseman, Drury's a third baseman. So, I would say that's probably unlikely. The guy can clearly hit. They knew that going in. They felt that, you know, he's probably a better hitter than Drury or Todd Frazier or anybody else they were going to get. He's just exceptional with the bat. The question is the defense. So he's probably not going to be able to prove that he's Brooks Robinson defensively. Could put up a huge spring, but I'm going to say that they're going to send him out. I'll be surprised if he's on the team.
John, with the reservations some have about this Yankee starting rotation, maybe not necessarily regular season, but postseason, do you think Cashman will regret not going harder after Gerrit Cole before he got traded to Houston?
I'm not so sure. You know, they kept themselves under the threshold by between $15 and $22 million, depending on who you talk to and what you count as the benefits. So I expect they will get a pitcher, and they'll see exactly what they need when it comes to the trade deadline, and they'll figure it out. So I don't think there are big regrets along those lines now. I think Gerrit Cole is a very talented pitcher, but he is not a proven playoff pitcher. And, in Houston, obviously, the Yankees might be a little bit higher up in the rotation, but in Houston right now, they're looking at him as not in the top two in that rotation, obviously, and probably not even in the top three. I mean, Charlie Morton was so impressive last year. Gerrit Cole's probably their fourth or fifth starter. That's a pretty good rotation right
that
there.
Is.
But, I don't think so. Gerrit Cole's talented, but not a proven playoff stalwart to this point.
You're in Arizona, so I'm assuming you're going to go to Dodger camp as well if you haven't been there already. You think the Dodgers are the one team, one of the big seven, as you call them, that's going to take a little bit of a step backwards, right? You agree with that, right?
From where they were last year, when they went 104 games, sure, they'll probably take a step backward. But I still expect them to win that division. I think we have prohibitive favorites in every division except for the AL East, where you got two great teams. I think Evan is the one who said they're going to be a disaster, if I recall correctly.
Okay. You said they'd be their over-under is like 95 or something, but you said you'd go on the under with the Dodgers.
Did
right?
I say under? No,
I think you did.
I said. I don't like to veer off from what I said. I'm going to go under.
All right.
I think they'll win 94 and a half.
94 and a half. Okay.
But that's a problem for baseball, the lack of quote-unquote parity, where there's an imbalance between the haves and the have-nots. And you mentioned it earlier on in the interview. Seven teams, conceivably speaking, and then there's everybody else. That can't be a good feeling if you're Rob Manfred.
I don't think so. I mean, Butchek was the one who always talked about the hope and the faith and all that, and he was a small market owner, and he wanted to make sure that everybody had a chance, and it doesn't feel that way this year going in. Of course, you never know. Minnesota, Milwaukee, Colorado, Arizona all came out of nowhere last year and had great years. You don't know for sure what's going to happen. I mean, outside of the Big Seven, the Diamondbacks look pretty good. St. Louis looks okay. The Angels look okay. I mean, you know, the Mets might be all right, but it'll be a kind of a shock if anybody but those front seven wins the division at this point. I mean, it just looks like we have prohibitive favorites, and that is not good. I agree 100%.
John Heyman, of course, joining us talking baseball with him. Now, you headed back to Florida soon? Are you going to go to Met Yankee
Camp? Yes, I am going this afternoon, yes.
Oh, so, nice.
Back to Florida, yes.
How about that? From Arizona to Florida.
That's a nice travel plan, John. That's
please.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say, guys.
Don't say anything.
I'm going
from Mahwa to Ramsey right now to my PT. It's painful.
Did you say Maui?
No, I didn't say Maui.
That connection's not good.
No, Maui. Mahwa's not Maui.
Now, John,
I've never
been
to Mahwa. It sounds rather exotic.
Yeah, it's
Mahwa, New Jersey. It's exotic,
the 18
all right,
inches of snow we got on the ground is very exotic.
Now, well, it snows in Paris. It snows in Paris, too. You know, what do you
yeah,
do?
Great. You can have Paris.
John, confirm or deny this.
It's all yours.
John, confirm
Paris is fabulous, Joe. I'm
I go. Let me tell you right now. I go to Paris, Texas before I go to Paris, France.
Really? Wait, yes. How about Paris, Illinois? Would you go there?
Yeah, absolutely. Before Paris, France.
Fabulous. You like to eat, right? We're going to have a dinner together, and like to eat, right? They have pretty good food
I can't
in
eat
Paris.
As much as I used to be able to, but, yeah, no, I have no desire to go to Europe whatsoever.
None at all.
None.
Okay.
Joe just got done eating an
egg
and waffle.
What about Italy, Joe? Joe, how about Italy?
I really don't. I mean, as much as great as it may be, I really, at this point in my life, have very little desire to leave this country. Very little.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, you're loyal to the country. There's nothing
very
wrong with
little
that.
Desire. I hate flying. I'm not big on flying. So
flying
I have very little
bad.
Desire.
Flying is bad. But I got to say, Italy and France. I've never been to Italy, but I'd like to go.
God bless.
I'll let you know how it goes. I'll
John, please let me know.
Well,
all right?
John,
Parlez-vous français.
Before we wrap it up here, John, and we run through every country in Europe, let me ask you this.
Luxembourg?
Yeah. Do you want to go Germany? What's your thought?
Whatever.
I mean, honestly. let me ask you this, John.
Andorra? How about Andorra?
Where are you going now?
Andorra.
Is that Pandora?
Pandora. Isn't that like the box, Pandora?
Pandora's box, right.
Yeah,
all right, go ahead.
Not a great place.
Joe made a claim before that he and Evan gave you game. Is that true? That they helped your game out. Is that true or no?
They helped my game? What's game?
Well, you know, that when you first started coming on with us, your personality was a little waning. Okay, you were a little, dry.
It might, maybe so. I don't know. I hear so much good stuff about this segment. I mean, everywhere
that's what I
go,
I mean.
Mention MLB Network. They don't mention FanRag. They always mention the Joe and Evan Show. So I got to give them credit. Yes, I think that is fair. I was pretty boring when I started. I mean, I was a pretty serious baseball guy, and you know, I think we have chemistry. I don't know. It's shocking, but yes, I give them credit.
As I'm dying here now. That wasn't meant for you, John, by the way. I think that was the waffles.
Yeah, that would. Good to know. hey, John, safe travels down to Florida.
John,
right?
Always a pleasure. Right. You know we love you, John.
Yes, I do. Same here, guys.
All right, you got it. John Heyman, out there in lovely Arizona. There you go. He gave you credit, Joe.
No, there's no credit. Look, John has now become, he's a must-listen every week on our show now.
Fantastic.
And he's a very cool dude now. I mean, he's really, when he comes on during the football season on Thursday, he's got his NFL picks every Thursday now that he throws in there. So he's becoming a little bit of an NFL maven as well. So there
he's
you go.
All over the place.
He's everywhere.
It's called chemistry. There you have it or you don't, right?
You know, there is no question about that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
parts.